Fesco in the morning, along with Bob Fesco. I'm Josh Klingler, Ryan Witkowski producing.
See you guys later. Have a good weekend.
That's right. Oh, that's right. It's 9 o'clock this on a Friday. You have checked out.
We have asked enough of you to get you to the 9 o'clock
I got to put together Billy, so I got about another 10 minutes.
That's right. Yeah, another 10 minutes
keep,
of work, and you're
grinding,
headed to the weekend.
Grinding, Ryan. Cody and Gold will be up at 10 o'clock. They're up at Chiefs training camp.
Yes, everybody is on the field. The defense is not on the same field today, so they're not going to be able to give snow cones out, I guess.
They were wondering if a conspiracy is in the works because the defense is on the far side of the field, away from them and away from the snow cone machine. So they're trying to lure Chris Jones back over for another post-practice interview today.
Right.
He said he'd do it for snow cones. Got him a snow cone yesterday.
Right.
And so they're trying to take him up on that, but we'll see.
Trying
so stay
to
tuned.
Lure him over there?
That's right.
I got a snow cone.
Leaving little snow cone crumbs
That's
along
right.
the field.
It'll melt. But he can smell the mango syrup that they used yesterday.
It's like chunk. He can smell ice cream.
Was it like mango and pina colada?
I think that's what
is
it was.
Is that what they
yeah.
used yesterday? Yeah.
Oh, that's a good combo.
Do you like pina colada?
Yes, I do.
Oh. How about getting caught in the rain?
I'm not into yoga, though.
You can't use that twice in the same show.
That's why I didn't,
different audience.
I didn't
they cycle on and they cycle
I see,
off.
Did
you like pina colada?
Done the joke twice. That's fine. So Cody Gold coming up at 10 live. They got you covered at training camp, and then all the post-practice press conferences right here on your official broadcast partner of the Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
Are we still doing the Like a Mother thing? Is that
Like a Mother?
Coming up with Cody and Gold. 10 o'clock and after. Be listening to 11 o'clock hour as they try to entice Chris Jones with a snow cone.
Remember when we had Pat do that commercial for us? The Like a Mother commercial? And she was supposed to be your mom? Was that your mom?
Pat.
From the front desk.
Yeah.
She did that?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I had no idea she did. They were supposed to be my mother.
She did the impression of your mother.
Oh, she did. I didn't realize
get
that.
British lady to do it this
Hello.
Year.
Hello.
Like your mother.
You do a British like
Whose
a mother?
Whose mom would that be, though?
None of us... I got it. Hang on. Excuse me.
Oh, wait. I mean, let's get the British lady.
Yeah,
can we find the British lady?
Let me go out to the hall.
Okay.
Hey, British lady.
Hello. Yes. Do you need some help?
Yeah. Could you say like a mother? Like this.
Like a mother.
Okay.
British lady got a husky voice all the time.
Try again. Hey, British lady.
Hello.
Could you say like a mother?
Like a mum.
Doesn't quite have the same ring to it.
Like a school marm.
Thank you, British lady.
Like a mum.
Almost.
We have training camp covered like a man! Goodbye.
It's like the British mother we never had.
I'm sorry, what? I was out of the room for a second. What did I miss?
Sexter says some of us are here all morning. Get some new material.
I mean, for you, we love you.
Thank you.
We absolutely
do what you
love
can
you.
To get a Nielsen box.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And there's part of you that's like, that's the same material.
Yeah,
we've got two jokes. That's all.
Usually, if we're lucky,
good day. Mm-hmm.
Heard of him?
Love him. Love that he was a longtime part of the Royals. Love that he wanted to be buried a Royal.
Mm-hmm.
All those things. Love everything that is Danny Duffy.
What was your favorite on-field moment?
The strikeout game in Tampa. But
yeah, what else?
And I wish he had more impactful playoffs. That would firmly entrench it, you know?
Yeah.
Like if you had a definitive playoff moment.
Mm-hmm.
There weren't definitive playoff moments, which makes it a little bit difficult.
Sure.
I mean, he's gonna be top 10 in a lot of pitching categories in Royals franchise history.
Yeah.
But the time was right to move Danny Duffy. You had somebody that was willing to trade for an injured pitcher. I mean,
right. And you're getting something back in return.
That you weren't using, that maybe you could have found a role for him moving forward, but he wasn't going to be under contract.
Mm-hmm.
And you're bringing up prospects, and where are you going to what were you going to do? Were you might have had a difficult decision ahead with Danny Duffy.
Right.
You go ahead and make the move. He goes to the Dodgers, and you get a player to be named later.
Right.
But
and who that player is really depends on what Danny does.
Hey, root for Danny Duffy. Like, root for Danny Duffy to go and play well. Right. I'm guessing they got it worked out that the better he plays, the better what the return is going to be. And it still might not knock your socks off, but I'm rooting for Danny Duffy. I want to see him go. And as I don't ever really root for the Dodgers at all.
Right.
But I would root for him to have a great playoff and do all that. But I wasn't sad about it when it went down last night. I was like, no. Time's right. There's pitchers in the pipeline. Let's go ahead and move forward now.
You know, I asked what your favorite on-field moment was for Danny Duffy, and you mentioned the 16 strikeouts against Tampa, and that was awesome. But from the text line, 816 brings up a good one when he was locked in the bathroom. You know, that was a good one.
Yeah, I mean,
the postseason when he was locked in the bathroom.
Yes, he's had so many great moments.
But none of them are like baseball related.
There weren't as many on the field. The bear suit's fantastic, right?
The Bury Me a Royal, all the great charitable work that he's done with Noah's Bandage Project. I mean, good Lord.
Yo's
memory alive.
All those things are fantastic. There's a lot that goes into Danny Duffy. At times that like, find the on-field moments.
Right.
It's like, they're not, they're not as clear as they should be. Like, You talk Alex Gordon, for instance. He's got his moments.
He's got a moment.
He's got the finger in the air.
Yep.
You close your eyes, you can see him throwing
I've
somebody
had
out.
Moments like that, too. You've driven
you
with me.
You can see him throw somebody out at second base or throw somebody out the plate. I mean, you got Hosmer's mad dash home.
Right. Moose making the play against Baltimore.
Kane
going
first
to home.
Kane diving in the gap.
Right. Jersh holding up Gordon. Like, you got a lot of good memories of people.
And Duffy, is as much as he has played for the Royals, is like, you don't have as many definitive moments, which does suck because he's going to go down as one of my favorites.
Right. Well, and the sad part, too, is like some of the most like memorable stretches. Like, he was just completely unavailable.
Yeah,
so like
he wasn't
there to have those moments. Like, we had that conversation. Like, what was that game earlier this year, whatever, he struck somebody out to end the inning, and he was just like all pumped up.
Right.
And you saw him like go out, like he had this fire you didn't really normally see Danny Duffy with.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that moment, but I'm like, that's like a regular season April game.
Right. Right, exactly.
There's nothing that really like etches itself in your memory. I mean, like, it's a bear suit, Joel, is what we're going to know him for.
Right, yeah, you do. You remember that kind of stuff. You remember all the off-the-field stuff. I don't know that there's been a better community advocate for Kansas City and you know, giving back to the community than Danny Duffy was. I mean, he's just a marvelous, marvelous human being. I love the guy. But when you start to think about the on-field moments for all, like, the good years that the Royals had during that stretch, Danny wasn't really part of it. He was banged up. He missed the 2014 postseason altogether. And had he been able to pitch, I mean, I think they probably win the World Series that year. And I remember talking to him after the ALCS that year when they clinched in 2014 on the field, and he was on the first baseline while everybody was celebrating. He's like, I don't really feel like I'm part. You know, I wasn't here. I'm injured. I'm banged up. I wish I could have had more of an impact. Now, 2015, he had a good game against the Astros and another postseason game, but there's not a lot, man, from the glory years.
I hear some music. Does that mean we have breaking news here on 610 Sports Radio?
We do,
in
fact.
Powered by Odyssey Sports and presented by BetQL. Become a better sports better. Get smarter. Beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Ryan.
Two pieces of news, one of them less newsworthy than the other. I'll let you decipher which one. The first coming up, this from the Twitter account of Matt Derrick, Chiefs long snapper James Winchester returning from the COVID-19 reserve list.
Back.
He is back and on the field, so rest easy. The long snapper is back on the field for the Chiefs. And also this from the Twitter account of John Morosi. Rival teams expect Whit Merrifield to remain with the Royals today unless Casey is overwhelmed by an offer. So I don't know if that's really super big.
Well,
news
I think
you,
that's the circle. That's circling back, isn't it?
That's the inner circle saying we don't think this has happened.
That's teams circling back after hearing Dayton Moore say that he would have to be wowed to move off of Whit Merrifield for again last night after the Danny Duffy trade, basically saying, I don't want to trade Whit Merrifield.
Right. No, he did. He flat out said, I don't want to trade Whit Merrifield.
Teams now circling back, getting pretty much the same answer.
Well, I mean, you would assume that at that point, if you're a team that had put an offer in and he said, I don't want to trade Whit Merrifield, you're like, well, I guess our offer wasn't good enough.
Right.
Clearly, he's moved on.
Or it's Dayton Moore's way of, you know, using the media to put it out there. Unless we're overwhelmed by something, maybe it gets people, you know, off their keisters a little bit. Maybe they get offered more for Whit Merrifield than they had in the past. But I think Dayton was pretty clear last night. I don't want to trade Whit Merrifield. Exactly the words that came out of his mouth last night.
Also,
so.
Who had 3 days into training camp when Carson Wentz would be injured? Because he's got a foot injury and he's not practicing.
Oh, God. Some people are just born to be injured. Born to be injured.
I was thinking of like Born to be Wild.
Do you know that song by, I think it's Patrick Hernandez, Born to be Alive?
What? Patrick Hernandez.
Yes, no, look it up. Patrick, they used to play it at Kauffman Stadium back in the early 2000s. I remember
sounds
sitting
familiar
out there.
To me.
Born to be Alive.
It is Patrick Hernandez.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll know the song once you hear it, or maybe you won't. I mean, either way, it's a song.
That's the type of content you can only get right here, folks.
Yeah. For better or worse.
Yeah, I absolutely know this song.
You remember from Kauffman Stadium back in the early 2000s, like the Paul Bird era?
I feel like I'm skating around a rink.
I see a young fun. Peter Griffin in bell bottoms skating right now. Alive. Alive.
Oh, this would be a good skating song.
Yeah.
Born to be alive.
Born to be alive. You see
before. Okay, yeah, okay, back there, right, here's the song. I don't write his name, okay, but...
Why do both of these gentlemen have canes?
I don't know, I've never seen the video.
Yeah, they're both, like, walking around like Mr. Peanut.
They're pimping around?
Down, down, down.
He's got a Colonel Sanders tie on. That's not a bolo,
it's a bolo,
it?
Yeah.
Is that, I thought the bolo was the one that the Cowboys wore with the little brooch thing in the middle and the two strings.
The bolos vary. They're regional bolos.
Philip Rivers would wear.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is a Colonel Sanders bolo, huh?
Ooh.
Born to be alive.
Reverse of Alive is dead. They aren't dead yet.
Well, it's close, Josh.
But we do have a farewell to the Big 12. Next. To be alive. To be alive.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
Cody and Gold are up at Chiefs training camp in St. Joe.
You better believe it. I hope they got the snow cones ready.
Live from starting at 10 o'clock, right next to the snow cone machine. Chris Jones, I'm talking
Chris
to you.
Jones.
Travis Kelce. Ooh. Not practicing again today after leaving yesterday's practice. They don't believe it's anything serious.
No.
It's like a back and hip kind of thing.
He's a student of the game.
But he's not a part of practice today. Anthony Hitchens is back after missing yesterday's workout. He'd been dealing with a little bit of a hamstring strain. So those are the two people of note on the injury front for the Chiefs. Also, they got James Winchester back off the
COVID
list.
Thank God. Finally happened for him.
Did you guys see this fat pitcher get rolled out at the Olympics in this cart that's shaped like a baseball glove?
That's what they've been bringing all the pitchers out
in. My God. This guy must be 400 pounds, though. I mean, this...
I had not seen the bullpen cart.
I
had
not either.
That's
a bullpen cart tremendous is fantastic. Bullpen.
That is awesome.
What's the Twitter account I need to go to for this, Robert?
Wow, he is a big fella.
Yeah. Wow. To go to the baseball newsletter at BB Letter on Twitter, you will see the greatest bullpen car. It's like a stretch golf cart. The back seat is a
You're
glove.
Sitting in a glove,
and,
giant glove.
And this guy needs, there's no way this guy could have got out there. Jose Diaz from the Dominican is who it is. He wears number 70, and he is a
he
large.
He looks so
man.
Comfortable when he sat down.
What was that Twitter account again?
At BB Letter. At BB Letter. Sign up for that Twitter account right
newsletter.
Now. Their bullpens are like a luxury suite at a hotel.
No, that guy is a... He is an athlete.
We need to get this guy in the big
I don't
leagues.
Typically add the extra syllable to... He is an athlete.
Yes, he is. Look at the gut jiggle as he gets up...
And they got the floor of this thing turfed, and it's got a little baseball field.
Why do we do this?
That is awesome.
Why do we do that? Like the people that are like normal humans. He did.
Leg?
He did. And then when he got it, he kind of had to like he took two times to go He went to the front of the couch and then rocked back.
It's like that Progressive commercial. Don't make the old man noise when you get up. Oh, we need this guy in the big league.
We should be rooting for people like this far more often.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm 100% with
like,
you.
Like, guys are like 5'9", and we should be rooting for them. They're normal people. This guy right here, who looks like they just literally got him off the couch. Like, we should be rooting for this guy. These are more normal folks. That they're closer to normal than the most athletes are, right?
I'm just dying. I can't take it anymore. I've watched it 7 to 8 times now. Oh, the way he sits down in this thing and crosses both of those legs and just absorbs the couch. It's like any of us on a Friday, man. Oh, and he gets driven out.
Looks like a Toyota. It's got a Toyota emblem on the front of it.
Oh, my God. And he gets up.
Toyota bullpen car is fantastic. The big guy getting out of it's fantastic.
The belly hanging over his belt and jiggling as he runs. Yeah. I mean, this is...
He clearly looked like... Gotta stop hating. This gentleman
nobody's
is my
hating.
New favorite.
No, I love this guy. This guy's prime baseball,
he
man.
He just looked like he needed another like circle of the field before he got out.
Yeah.
Like he didn't want the ride to end.
Yeah.
Before he hopped off that bullpen car. That bullpen car is fantastic.
I wonder if like Major League Baseball knows about this guy.
Think he's going to be in the show soon?
I don't know. I hope so.
I noticed this morning in the mirror I was getting a little fat and I'm getting a little soft.
Oh, my goodness.
These bullpen cars. The new CBA needs to include this. For
Josh quote tweets in all of this.
I didn't know where to start. There's so much. It's great of that thing. So, yeah, you can check it out at BB Letter, I think it was the account.
BB Letter,
At Josh Klingler, at Bob Fesco.
Yeah, I'm sending this to, like, any scout I know in baseball.
So
go
good.
Get
just
this,
just retweeted
man.
It from the station account.
Couple of Big 12 notes. Somebody did call in wanting to join the conference. Just pretty amazing at this stage,
man. Who's calling?
Not sure you're necessarily taking this call. It's Jackson State University football.
Never heard of him.
I'm their head coach, Deion Sanders.
All right.
Coach Prime tweeted at Big 12 Conference. I would love to have a conversation with you.
So on the phone with Coach Time right now.
Yeah, let's get him on the phone.
Coach Prime, Deion Sanders is interested in coming to the Big 12.
Well, if you're the Big 12, you've got to. You got to go out there and get him, right?
Probably not.
Well, who else you getting?
Listening at this point in time, it's true.
Who else you getting?
Jeff Schwartz, former chief, who now does some work in the Pac-12, tweeted this. I just spent 10 hours at Pac-12 Media Day. Not a single person in that conference wants a Big 12 team in the league.
Right.
So while merging with the Pac-12 might be best, it doesn't work if the conference doesn't want any of the remaining teams.
Right. We'd like to be in. Well, we don't want you. Again, I continue to tell people this all the time. The remaining 8 teams in the Big 12 don't offer anything to another league that anybody is interested in right now.
You're going to have to
and
lobby.
And I hate to be so harsh about
that.
No,
you're going to have to lobby hard to get into another league. Right now, the Pac-12 is only interested in the Big 10. The Big 10 might not be interested in anybody.
Right.
Okay? The Big 10 might not be interested in merging with anybody. If anybody, it might be the Pac-12 as well and becoming a across the country type conference. If they were to do that, I would think that'd suck. But Big 10 doesn't have to do anything. Pac-12's, they've continued to seek relevance as well. And the Big 12, gosh, I'd hate to think that their best bet is merging with the AAC, but it might be if the music stops and there's nobody left to dance with. They're not dead yet, but still we're penning our farewell to the Big 12. So.
Well, good evening to you. 2 days after everything nearly fell apart, Big 12 members are back on the same page trying to save the conference, starting with new leadership. Today, the league and Commissioner Dan Beebe agreed to part ways effective immediately.
I never even heard of the guy, to be honest.
We've got to rebuild the trust, and, we've been through a very difficult process over the last month, and it's a process that I don't think is finished yet. We're optimistic that as a league, we're going to survive and have a third chance to get this right.
It's Division I football! It's the Big 12! It ain't either murals! finals, you got a week of July 4th, and you got a week before camp starts. That's a month. That's probably more vacation than you guys get. And we're a little bummed out that we don't get 3 weeks. Go play intramurals, brother.
There's a significant wind.
That's why I don't read the newspaper. Because it's garbage. Attacking an amateur athlete for doing everything right. Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
You know what this is all about, don't you? BCS. That's what made a difference today in the game. That's what made a difference in the call in front of their bench. Dollar signs.
It's not one of the things that keeps me up at night.
That's Bruce. She's gone.
Pour a little out for the Big 12 this weekend.
She's gone.
Gonna miss you, Big 12.
What went wrong?
Everything.
A lot went wrong.
Apparently,
this guy's already pitched for the Royals.
Yeah, this guy has pitched for the Royals. Yeah, he was with the Royals.
Did we call him Jumbo?
Jumbo, yeah.
Jumbo Diaz.
I don't remember him with the Royals.
Which sounds like a special I would try at a food truck.
He was in the Royals system or pitched for the Royals?
In the Royals system. I don't think he ever pitched
for the Royals. I am looking right here at a '07 card of Jumbo Diaz in a Royals uniform.
Oh. Like the Big League Club?
That's right. Yeah. That might have been spring training.
Could be. It's really sad, man. The Big 12 is done.
I'd never heard this Hall & Oates song, by the way.
Oh, you gotta get yourself some Hall & Oates.
I clearly need to dive deeper into the catalog.
The trade deadline probably won't include this guy, but I would. Next.
Hit a 10 ERA with the Royals.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
Dennis Dodd of CBS has tweeted out, Oklahoma and Texas boards are meeting at this moment to consider conference membership. Both meetings are public and live. I wonder what they're considering.
Boy.
Jeez, we've got this invitation on the table from the SEC. What do you guys think? Oh, we've already worked it out. I mean, yes, let's ponder this publicly.
It's like
and discuss the pros and cons, shall we?
The prom queen says, I'd like to date you. And you go, I'll have to have a meeting about this, figure it out, see if this is the direction that I want to go.
So I guess that handshake agreement was all just BS?
What handshake agreement?
Who was that guy, the former AD that from the SEC that said that there's a handshake agreement in place?
Bowen Lofton.
That's right. Yeah. R. Bowen Lofton said that there's a handshake agreement. We're not supposed to have more than one school from a state. We want to have you be solo alone in here.
Mm-hmm. How did that work out?
Apparently, they just were like, screw you, A&M.
Right.
We don't care about
Texas
you.
Texas is still the better brand than Texas A&M. We want them in our league. And you're going to get $20 more million a year. Just, okay, fine, we're good. We're good to go.
Would $20 million appease you? Yes, it would.
That was a really quick about face. You're right.
Like, I mean, it was literally a week ago Wednesday when this started to come down. And we're
drawing a blank on that gentleman's name.
Who?
R.
Bowen Lofton?
No, the other one. The A&M AD now, the current AD.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
That guy.
Yeah, whatever. So he was the guy who said, we're not taking them
probably
either,
three
right?
names, too.
What's that?
It's probably three.
No, it's not. No. It's a guy from Dodge City, Kansas, who's the AD down at Texas A&M. You know, the Dodge Cities, whatever their names are. So he's the AD down at Bjork.
Ross Bjork.
Yeah, he's from the Dodge City Bjorks. And everybody knows Bjorks down in Dodge City. They have some sorghum fields.
There's a lot of Icelandic descent in Dodge City, Kansas.
The singer?
Yes, exactly.
Bjork is the AD at Texas
A&M? Ryan said that last night. The singer from Bjork?
I'd wondered what she'd been up to.
Yeah, she's now the AD at Texas A&M. But no, everybody knows back in the day, the Bjorks were really big sorghum farmers out there in Dodge City, Kansas, and they dabbled.
Wait, everyone knows this?
Oh, it's common knowledge. Google it, man. Bjork sorghum fields. You could tour them at Halloween time. Yeah. Bjork sorghum. But they do have a lot of Dutch descent in Kansas. Have you ever been to Lindsborg? Have you been to Lindsborg, Kansas before?
I'm still getting over Kling.
I'm trying to move past it without dying here, okay?
Bjergen.
He's a Swedish chef impression. Bjork sorghum.
Yep. Yeah, that's right. The Bjork sorghum out in Dodge City, Kansas. You ever go to Lindsborg? It's a very big Dutch community
in the middle
of Kansas. Do yourself a favor and go to Lindsborg, Kansas. They have cows on the street.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Do myself a favor.
It's a nice little old Dutch town. And they have old Dutch days down there.
Like
in Lindsborg.
A small slice of Americana.
It really isn't. No.
It's Ned. Slice of Ned.
It's a slice of Ned. It is the Netherlands in the middle of Kansas.
So they have tulips?
I don't know, but they have a castle you can go up to the top of.
Are they below sea level?
I don't think so.
Constantly in fear of the water flooding them?
Yes, no, it's not.
But
not
it's
happening.
Nothing like the Netherlands.
No.
How about pancakes? Do they have those thin pancakes?
Don't know. Didn't spend much time there. I did find a Netherlands-style bakery there. We got a cookie.
Oh, really? Netherlands-style, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they have weed in
Netherlands-style. It's time to go.
We are the Netherlands,
the fighting Netherlands. We fight for Netherlands food and things like that.
Hail to the...
Yeah, like I don't know what they have in the Netherlands.
Churro?
Yeah,
not the churro?
People are saying Lindsborg is Swedish. Yeah.
The churro.
I think they have Fubo over there, don't they?
Yes, that's where the new Big 12 network is, the Fubo channel. Where can I find the Big 12 on that Fubo streaming app?
Big 12 is Fubo.
Yeah. Jackson State versus Kansas on Fubo. Isn't that what it is? The Fubo? Is that what
Fubo
it is?
Fubo TV?
Fubo
yeah.
TV, yeah.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Streaming only, right? Yeah. Yeah, that's where the Big 12 will end up. Deion Sanders facing the Kansas Jayhawks today and their coach. Fill in the name here.
Lance.
On the Fubo streaming app.
Leipold. Yeah.
They just call him Coach Lance.
Yeah. You're looking live at Lawrence, Kansas, home of the mid-major Jayhawks, taking on Deion Sanders and Jackson State. Next on the Fubo streaming app.
Ouch. That does not sound appealing.
Am I not telling the truth, though?
I hope you're not.
But hope in one hand and you know what in the other and see what happens first, man. Like we were looking at the text line, you're like, the Big Ten should just... Why? What does the Big Ten want with any of these schools?
Big Ten shouldn't do anything.
Nothing.
You're hoping they do something.
Right. You're hoping, and it'd be nice if they did, but there's no incentive for
them. If you're a Kansas fan, I think you're hoping the Big Ten wants you.
Right.
And I'd be lobbying super duper hard.
Could you imagine being that new athletic director at KU walking into this situation? now your job's on the line. I mean, I hate to say it. Your job's on the line because no matter what happens, this is what you're going to be remembered for. If Kansas and the Big 12, if the Big 12 falls apart.
School presidents, too.
School presidents.
I mean, these are presidential type decisions.
Yeah,
I mean,
these are situations that are going to define a career. I feel bad for the new AD. Guys in like his mid-40s, a KU alum, gets his dream job, walks in, and the Big 12 disappeared overnight. Now what am I supposed to do? Like it sucks to be that
dude.
Yeah,
no, I'm lobbying very, very hard to the Big Ten, but my counter is,
what are you going to bring to the table?
What is the Big Ten doesn't have to do anything,
right? Nothing.
Like the Pac 12 looking at the Big Ten to save them with a merger, or the Big 12. Big Ten doesn't have to do anything. They don't have to counter this at all. If they don't
right.
want to.
Nothing. Nothing. They're like, okay, that's fine. It's not our problem. That's somebody else's problem, not ours.
That's what stinks.
I mean, unless you get like Nebraska and Iowa. And probably just Nebraska and Iowa to lobby for. If Nebraska says, look, we need a travel partner. We're out here in the middle of nowhere. Kansas would be a good travel partner for us, right? And Iowa could say, you know, Iowa State could be a good travel partner, but they don't need that.
I don't think they want them.
No, I know. And that's what I'm getting at.
Iowa doesn't want Iowa State.
Josh,
like Texas A&M doesn't want Texas.
I'm grasping at straws
I know.
I'm grasping at straws. I'm trying to think of a reason why the Big Ten would want these schools.
And I've heard it multiple times now. Well, Big Ten would be getting itself a blue blood.
So,
and I don't know what that brings. I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means dollar wise. I don't think it brings you anything.
Right.
There's then a little bit of cachet. They have a pretty good basketball league now.
Right.
Like, I don't know. I wish I had a better stance of here's what Kansas would bring you to the table.
Mm-hmm.
And the Kansas State, I have no idea.
Right.
No idea. I think they're in some, they're in some trouble.
Right. They are.
I think Kansas is too.
They're all in trouble.
Don't get me wrong, but, if the Big Ten wants one of their similar academic institutions that they belong to, that little fraternity thing.
Right.
Kansas and Iowa State have the best shot.
Right.
Because they're in that club, mm-hmm. that academic club.
Mm-hmm.
They're in the academic club.
Right.
With them. But other than that, I wish I could give you more. I can't.
I hear from the text line, 903, Big Ten could use KU and Iowa State to make basketball better. They don't care about basketball, no, man. This is not a basketball
thing. It's a pretty good basketball league anyway.
Yeah.
And yeah, it would make it better. And yeah, it'd be cool for you.
Yeah.
Like, to be in that league. Like,
right.
But they don't need you. They don't need you.
Right. They don't.
I wish it was different. They don't need you.
They don't need you. Absolutely don't need you.
It stinks. Speaking of I don't need you. Segue the hell out of that one, Bob.
Yeah.
The trade deadline, according to John Paul Morosi, it sounds like teams like we're circling back and the Royals' position hasn't changed. Doesn't look like Whit Merrifield's going to move
mm-hmm.
unless they are wowed by an offer.
Right.
We heard from Dayton Moore last night. He said he didn't want to trade non-expiring contract guys. So
right.
Mike Minor, Whit Merrifield, and you mentioned some by name, Mike mm-hmm. Minor, Whit Merrifield, Carlos Santana. Didn't want to do those types of things.
Right.
But expiring contracts, they'd continue to listen to. And I hope there's someone that calls about Jorge Soler.
I do too, for your sake.
I am done. I don't want them to think that they found a little bit of lightning in a bottle.
Mm-hmm.
I think he had his career year, and I'm ready to move on. I'm ready to open the door for a youngster or give you flexibility to do something with a DH position moving forward.
Right.
I'm ready for that one to happen. I'm not optimistic, though, that it's going to happen. I was less optimistic when we talked with Mike Matheny earlier this week as Jorge Soler was in the midst of his power surge.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike Matheny said this about Jorge Soler, which led me to believe the organization still holding out hope.
I think I bought it down.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything... Royal fans don't like about what he's doing right now. This is the guy that has set himself apart as being one of the most dangerous hitters in the league as far as power goes. But what he's also done here for a while, even before he started hitting the homers, he was still getting on base. And, you know, that's what has made him different than a lot of other power hitters, is that he's got the on base to go along with the slug. But you could tell it was coming by the fact that he was starting to become a little more selective at the plate. You're getting less of the early chases and swing and miss and just aggressive swings outside the zone. So he's in a place now where, a lot like what we started off with Brad Keller, it's that mix of feeling good with the mechanics and then getting a little confidence going. When you do that with highly talented players, then you just kind of got to get out of the way and watch them do their thing.
When I heard that, Bob, I'm like, no, they're not there. Mike Matheny's not there. I really don't think Dayton Moore is probably there either, that they're still holding out hope that, hey, we could turn this guy around. I looked at what, you know, as I'm watching the game yesterday, I'm like, oh damn, it's really depressing. Like 4-5 in your order yesterday, we're under 200 hitters. How does that happen at the end of July?
Right.
Like at the end of July, the meat of your lineup are under 200 guys that don't do anything for you. Hunter Dozier, I get it, okay. Hunter Dozier is a gone to me at another day. I realize he's in year one of a 4-year deal.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's part of it. This guy's got an expiring contract.
But what makes you think somebody else wants him too? If you're sitting here, you know, saying trade, 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 how many people are calling about
Mike,
this guy?
That somebody that heard Mike Matheny has a similar vision of what they had in Soler, and they're throwing out some of the other numbers and just go, yeah, but he's got that power potential. He does some other things to get on base. Looks like he's figured it out.
You can also pick up the phone and make the call too.
I would love for a team to be interested in that for whatever.
How would you like to get Jorge Soler?
And that is to me. That is to me just
to get you in a Jorge Soler.
Yeah. Just to clear it off their table, so it's not a consideration for them anymore.
Yeah,
that it's somebody else, and you're letting that train leave the station.
Right. Is there?
I don't think that. I'm not confident that that's going to happen.
Though. Is there somebody like that owes Dayton a favor, maybe, that, you know, that we
could... Hey, AL East looks like it's in a bat race right now, okay?
Yeah.
Yankees grabbed Rizzo and Gallo.
Right.
Red Sox tried to counter with...
Schwarber.
With Schwarber. Soler fits right in.
He AL fits East, perfectly.
Let's
go.
Give a call.
Yeah. Go get him.
Rays.
The Rays right now on the air and see. Ask whoever answers the phone if they're interested in Jorge Soler.
Call Rays.
They were so analytically driven, Soler probably doesn't make any sense for them. But last year in their postseason run, they were kind of feast or famine, right? It was like home runs or nothing.
Yeah.
Hey, Scotty can run into a home run for you. How about that? So yeah, I'm looking at you, AL East, getting the there's seemingly a bat race. Get Soler in there, but no, I'm not confident anybody's gonna want to do it. Mm-mm. And I'm not confident they want to necessarily part with it.
Right. Well, I think they would like to part with Jorge Soler. I do. I think the way that he played and performed in the first half of the season is telling on to what you can expect from Jorge Soler. He was very, 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 very focused on doing what was best for him and wasn't what was best for the team. There were so many times where he came up to be able to move runners over and he's swinging from his heels and he's trying to knock the ball out of the ballpark. And look, man, that just doesn't fly in team baseball. It really doesn't fly at Kauffman Stadium. You have to play that team style of ball. I mean, you go back and you look at the days of Haas and Moose and Kane, like those guys were team players. They knew how to put the ball in play. They knew how to advance runners. They didn't care about their own accolades. They cared about that team success. And when you get guys buying in to have that team first mentality, it really is unique, awesome, and different. And to the fact that you needed Jorge Soler to do that for you in the beginning of the season, and he just wasn't there and he wasn't doing it at the beginning of the season, that's all I need to know. I don't care that he's hot right now in games that quite honestly don't have as much pressure as they may have earlier in the year. I need a guy that wants to be part of this team. I need to have a guy that's pulling in the same direction as everybody else. And Jorge Soler just wasn't that guy. I don't think the last 2 weeks, Josh, in my opinion, should change anything on what you thought about Jorge Soler.
I'm your choir.
I know.
Time for What We Learned with Billy Coons, brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. He recaps the week that was for us.
Hello, this is Billy Coons, and this is what we learned on Fast Good Morning for this week. On Monday, we learned the Veterans Report today with the Kansas City Chief Rookies for training camp that starts Wednesday in St. Joe. Then Legend Bob, he's an expert on all the different kinds of vodkas to drink. Mm-hmm. And the voice of Kansas City Chiefs, Mitch Holtz, has joined the show to talk about the start of the fall camp and the Chiefs beefing up the offensive line and how good Clyde Edwards-Helaire has looked in the preseason and how rookie Noah Gray has looked so good so far during all the workouts. And Bob and Josh spoke about the new offensive lineman for the Chiefs, Trey Smith, how it could be a big contributor to the offensive line. On Tuesday, we learned that Oklahoma and Texas have decided to leave the Big 12 after the 20-25 season, leaving the Big 12 in a limbo, and Legend Bob ripped Texas, calling a bunch of crybabies and spoiled brats over it. And Legend Bob and Brother Ryan discuss the best pretzel to eat in Kansas City. And also, Brother Ryan, he's an expert on being a handyman around the house.
That checks out.
And Legend Bob, he's an expert on the animal, the ferret. On Wednesday, Bob and Josh were live in St. Joseph for the first training camp for the Kansas City Chiefs, and they talked about Tyrann Mathieu's contract. Also, Bob and Josh say that the quarterback controversy in Denver between Drew Locke and Teddy Bridgewater. And Royals manager Mike Matheny joined the show to talk about how good the Royals pitching has been since the All-Star break. On Thursday, Bob and Josh were impressed with Patrick Mahomes during the first Chiefs workout with one of his no-look passes. And finally, guys discussed Aaron Rodgers' press conference at training camp, blaming the management, saying they've treated some former players bad in the past and him also. And Legend Bob ripped Aaron Rodgers for acting like a child in a stooge at the press conference. Great week to listen to Iowa Josh, Brother Ryan, and the legend of sports radio, Bob. Talk to you later.
Thank you, Billy.
Nailed
it. Is the week that was. If you missed any of the show, go to 610sports.com or the Odyssey app.
Why do you say ferret like that?
Ferret? This just in, Texas Board of Regents unanimously voted to accept the membership invitation to the SEC.
I am shocked.
Effective in 2025, their Board of Regents chair, Kevin L. Tife.
Who?
L. Tife? I don't know. Quote, a lot of work has gone into this.
I bet it has.
Wait a minute.
A lot of work.
Wait a minute.
Isn't that kind of like you? So you've been scheming behind the back with ESPN to do this?
Various things have been going on. A lot of work has gone into this, and there's no doubt in my mind it's definitely the right thing for the future of athletics at our flagship.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, flagship man. Network?
Is that what? Flagship University. Texas.
Oh, Austin.
Mid-major Big 12 football coming next to the Discovery app.
So painful.
That might be worth the $4.99 a month.
Horns. It's actually worth it. We got it.
Down. Yeah. Horns down, everyone. Everyone together, horns down. Cody and Gold come your way from Chiefs training camp up in St. Joe. We'll see if we can snag Chris Jones via snow cone again. They'll have all the post-practice coverage as well and more coming up next here on 610 Sports Radio.
We're done.
And
I gotta go. Bye.
You guys take care.
Have a great day, Bobby. Thank you. Go Royals.
Hey, thanks, Jinx.
Oh, man, I gotta go.
I'm out.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
Talk to you later.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.